Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The debrief. July 5, 2024. Something of note, 2 months from now, the NFL kickoff game. We're almost there.
Has anybody in the NFL, like Twitter media, done the 2 months till football?
Yeah,
like,
I think the NFL Twitter page did it.
They don't count. It's their thing. I'm talking about like your...
How about Ari Myroff?
No, I'm talking about like your Albert Breers, quite honestly, for something like this. Your Albert Breers, your people who can be sometimes annoying.
You know who does stuff like that? I like this guy, even though he doesn't like me. The guy that looks like Donnie, who works for Alan Saunders... I think he puts out
Nick
like
Faribault?
No, not him. I know Nick. I don't know this other.
Oh, Zach.
Yeah, he puts
Zach
out
what?
Like a if
Zach
it's
Smith.
X amount of days to Steelers kickoff, he'll have a play or a picture.
Donnie did. They're all ripping off that. Donnie. He did that first. Every one of those people. I think Steelers.
Well,
Depot
wait a minute.
Started
maybe
doing
it was just you that did that. Now I'm confusing you.
I did it like the last couple of years.
Oh.
Now I think I'm just doing like the Sundays leading up. Because doing it every single day was kind of tough.
A grind.
Yeah, you were looking for plays involving the player who was the number of
juice
days.
Juice wasn't worth the squeeze.
No. Well, he didn't get any, like, deals out of it.
I wasn't really looking for that, but I mean...
It wouldn't hurt, though.
I mean, no. But there were days where I was like, oh, man, I'm about to, like, forget to do one. It's like 2 p.m.
I don't think that Zach Smith likes any of us other than Donnie. I think he probably likes Donnie. I don't think he's a fan of either of us, Pony.
And I... feel like I'd get along swimmingly with him. He seems like a guy that would like to drink beer, go to games, and hang out.
I know. He probably just reads your tweets, and it probably sours things.
I think he likes you, too.
What about my tweet sours, people?
I just get annoyed by them.
What?
Yeah, you're reacting like I actually hurt your feelings a little bit with that one.
My last tweet, got to reward Michael A. Taylor for screwing up yesterday's game by playing him today. WTF. You think that's annoying people?
No, that one I think goes over well. I think it's when you tweet something like, retweet if Paul Skeens is going to be the greatest pitcher since Roger Clemens in his prime. People are always like, you're ruining his career, you're jinxing him, you're
cursing
him. Well,
I jinxed Mitch Keller bad the other day. I said he was going to pitch a complete game and it was his worst start since March. So...
Yeah, but I do think Grand Slam.
I do think Skeens is going to rebound. I'm predicting 7 innings, 11 Ks, then only one run.
Thank you, Michael A. Taylor, for diving for that ball for no reason. Gold glove defense, my big hairy ass.
Yep. Donnie, if you don't mind, can we have a little bit more of a discussion about the hot dog eating contest?
Absolutely.
There's no doubt that Callis choked. I think in the moment in there, you're doing the post-game analysis, and the people are right there. And I wanted to congratulate Callis on participating and competing. But as time has gone by, if I were him thinking about the $500, how do you not get one hot dog down in the last 4 minutes? And the rule, the stipulation that we put out
there. He just had to put it in his mouth and chew it up.
If he shoved the entire hot dog in his mouth before zero, he could have chewed it out.
When you hit the wall, I think you truly hit the wall.
And his strategy of not eating or drinking anything other than apple juice
all day. I told him
day,
it was a terrible
and
idea.
And sitting down for the entire competition blew up in his big face.
I told him it was a terrible idea to do the no eating. I said, your stomach's going to get full fast because you're not going to have expanded it with a small meal.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't do it. And yet there's T-Bird, who probably was, you know, several edibles deep on Reddit the night before, drinking chia water, eating some sugar to get some energy, standing up.
Put it in this context.
Bad work by Cal.
Put it in this context. If I had told you at 2:55 on Wednesday that little Austin was going to eat only two hot dogs less than Harry Callis, you would have thought Callis had to pull out in the middle of the competition to go crap himself.
Correct.
A two hot dog gap?
Correct.
Between those two
and
guys?
Little Austin was picking up steam. If that goes another couple minutes, Little Austin might even catch
him. That's what I'm very confident that if it's another couple of minutes, Harry finishes in fourth
Harry
place.
Needed to calm himself down.
I would have passed him.
He was bear pawing those things. He was just he was expending too much energy actually physically eating them. He's grabbing rah, 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 rah like that. No, just eat the hot dog like a normal person.
I mean, like, I was never, like, a real true threat to T-Bird. I think he wins it anyway.
Correct.
If it does go another couple of minutes, because he seemed in a pretty good spot. But, I mean, I was just kind of going, like, steady Eddie pace, just a little bit slower than him. Callis, he was done. It was like the end of the second fight in Rocky.
Because I went and listened back
to Creed
it.
Just falls in the corner.
Exactly.
He's got nothing left. He's done.
Well, that was his whole... Didn't the same thing happen to Clubber Lang? He was notorious for having great
stamina.
But
he was crapped out like three rounds in.
Yeah.
Because Mr. T couldn't literally film for that long. He was so
but
bad.
But I think
Callis' hot dog endurance was brutal.
I think I pass him up if there's another couple of minutes. And I think Seth does.
Here's another question.
Poor Seth.
Did I hurt him with our training? Because I tried to do the right thing on Friday. I bought him four hot dogs.
You gave him a false sense of security
But I didn't know, because the hot dogs were not purchased yet, that you were getting quarter pounders. Or was that a unilateral Chef Homer decision to get quarter pound hot dogs?
Oh, I had no input.
So maybe Callis' training methods need to be called into question.
It doesn't sound like there were any training methods other than you bringing the four hot dogs in and him thinking, I have this in the bag, is what essentially happened.
All I'll say about him hitting the wall is, I crapped out like basically halfway or, you know, 55, 60% of the way through the half marathon and walked for a little bit. I wasn't so tired that I physically couldn't take another running step, but my brain just said, we're done doing this right now. I don't know how his brain had to have gotten to that point where he just said, we're not doing this, Nick. No way.
One of the questions I've gotten the most since the competition ended was, does Donnie think that the lifestyle change did compromise your competitive eating ability?
Maybe a little bit.
I think it did.
I mean,
he doesn't have the will to do that anymore.
Yeah,
he called it an Awaken 180 victory, and I agree with him. It's a victory for Awaken 180 that Donnie didn't win this thing.
But it was also surprising. Like, normally you throw something out on Twitter, as you both know very well, no matter what it is, no matter how heartfelt it could be, you get shredded. I throw out the picture of myself just holding up, like, the little number five, and I was astounded. Like, the amount of people that were like, damn, dude, you look really good.
Yeah.
Like, after eating all those hot dogs. Like,
right. So that's what I was thinking.
I felt very, very complimented by the people out there. I had to text Malzy about it.
I should have... I still had the double stack win on my mind when I picked Donnie for victory. And the fact that Donnie did have that steady pace but never tied for the lead, he was solid. But I expected greatness.
It took me way too long in that very first one. I went about it the wrong way. I tried to eat it like an actual hot dog.
It's like, you know what it reminds me of? I had expectations for you like I did of the Bielsma Penguins after they won their first Stanley Cup.
They're going to go on a big run of these.
Or like the Steelers' Killer Bees. They had good seasons, but they never won the title. And that's what I felt like watching him in the hot dog eating contest. Like, it was not an embarrassing showing by any means. Mm-hmm. It was solid. It was objectively good. You tied Harry Callis. If I had told you beforehand that you would have had the same number of hot dogs as Callis, he probably would have been
He didn't attack
with
it with the energy, though, and like the vigor that he did the double stack challenge. And I think he was a little surprised again by the size of the meat there. The quarter pound dog.
No,
but
I just think his stomach is different.
Well, it is different. It's a win for Awaken 180. I'm sorry, I got a little distracted while Donnie was finishing that little bit of his soliloquy like 2 minutes ago by an NFL headline. I really apologize. It has to do with eating. Rams star Puka Nacua has started eating fruit but remains wary of vegetables. He doesn't eat vegetables.
It baffles me how it guys who are world-class athletes.
Pisses me off is what it does. We're all sitting here. He's worried about nitrates. I'm trying to make sure I'm eating a ton of vegetables. Weekend. You and I both, Donnie, really much more conscious of what we eat. Here is a guy in the top 1% of 1% of physical specimens in the world.
Yeah.
I don't eat vegetables. I'm just now starting to add some fruit to my diet. DK Metcalf eats like Skittles in one meal a day.
I think that's why you kind of see sometimes after retirement the skill players blow up, the offensive linemen and defensive linemen shrink.
You know what else I was thinking a lot about,
because
too?
I think the skilled guys eat terribly.
You know what else I was thinking about, too?
Nacua doesn't even like fruit, but he eats it because he knows he has to poop. And if he ate bacon and eggs every day, he wouldn't poop. Unreal.
I've been thinking about this since the competition ended. The fact that Seth put all that time and energy into watching videos, training.
He said he watched 10 hours of film
dipping
on Kobayashi.
Dipping hot dogs in water and water. Just trying to do everything he could to win that $500.
Yeah.
Like listening back to what people said, like finding slights, invented reasons to get upset and angry.
Yep.
Then he ate four. He was only one better than Little Austin. And the fact that I had to eat that fart from him.
At
the end of the day, Donnie, you missed this. He had such horrible gastrointestinal problems. Like we were having a conversation in the back and he like emptied the room.
Okay.
It was terrible. I walked into the conversation. I said, who ripped ass? I looked right at him and he goes, that was me. And then Pony almost fell over trying, like he took a breath in and almost died.
It's funny you bring that up. We're halfway through, maybe three quarters of the way through the other day. I'm right next to him. And then intern Dom's on the other side of Seth.
Yep.
Seth let out a burp that literally stopped both Dom and myself in our tracks. Like, I turned and I'm like, this guy's going to blow up.
Well, let's not say Dom. Dom had no tracks down. He made a farce of it.
No, if you guys were all trains on tracks, you ever see those little pulley carts where, like, the two people are supposed to propel it? That was Dom.
He honestly is going to, if we do this the same way next year, he's going to have to do something to qualify to get himself back in.
He's going to have to eat.
I can't give him an automatic invite anymore.
He's going to have to eat, like, two hot dogs in under 90 seconds to get in.
It was an affront to competitive eating is what happened.
I would agree. I think he really did have a stomach ache, but instead of withdrawing and maybe leaving it open for a dark horse entrant, he just sort of made a mockery of it, which I liked.
What?
No, I'm just thinking about the Seth fart, and then Donnie and I were walking down the hall to the show today to like walk into the studio, and we saw Seth walking the other way. I said, how you feeling, man? He goes, oh, I'm good now. And then he paused and he said, later that night, though, wasn't good.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.